Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, January 10th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Poland's foreign minister has called on the United States Congress to approve President Joe Biden's $61 billion package of military aid for Ukraine, warning that if Russia conquers Ukraine, the consequences would be catastrophic. Poland's top diplomat said that Ukraine must be given the tools to repel the Russian invasion, adding that Ukrainian defense forces had already destroyed half of the Russian army. Sikorski called on U.S. lawmakers to greenlight the White House's new military support package for Kyiv, which has been held up by congressional Republicans, demanding that President Biden pair continued Ukraine aid with tougher U.S. border policies. Today is day 686 of Russia's war on Ukraine. Polish police detained a former interior minister and his deputy at the presidential palace in Warsaw yesterday, carrying out a court order to take the two men to prison to serve a two-year sentence for abuse of power. Mariusz Kamiński and Maciej Wąsik were detained on Tuesday night, escalating a standoff between President Andrzej Duda and Prime Minister Donald Tusk, according to reports by the Reuters news agency. Kamiński and Wąsik, MPs with the Conservative Law and Justice, or Peace Party, were due to be taken to prison after being convicted of abuse of power while heading Poland's anti-corruption service CBA. On Monday, President Duda met with Szymon Hołownia, the Speaker of Poland's Sejm, in an attempt to convince him that the 2015 pardon for Kamiński was valid and the court had no right to give a second verdict. The two reportedly did not reach an agreement, and on Tuesday, Hołownia postponed this week's session of the Sejm until next week to ensure the dignity of the Sejm and social calm. The Polish Central Bank's rate-setting Monetary Policy Council kept interest rates unchanged on Tuesday, leaving the reference rate at 5.75%. Over the past month, the panel slashed key interest rates by a combined 100 basis points amid signs of subsiding inflation. Inflation in Poland totaled 6.1% last December, down from 6.6% in November, according to a flash estimate by the country's statistics office. In its latest inflation report from November 10th, the Polish Central Bank estimated that inflation would average 11.4% in 2023, followed by 4.6% in 2024 and 3.7% in 2025. The Polish government has decided to halt logging in some of the country's most valuable forest areas, implementing a pledge made following parliamentary elections last October. Climate and Environment Minister Paulina Henning-Kloska announced the move at a news briefing in Warsaw on Monday. According to officials, the measure will reportedly be in place for 6 months as part of a first step towards a broader policy to limit forest clearing in locations of natural value, particularly those located close to large cities. Monday's decision affects Poland's 10 most cherished forest areas, including forests around Trójmiasto, the Carpathian Forest in the southeast, the Augustów Forest in the northeast, and the woodlands around the southwestern city of Wrocław. According to opinion polls cited by Reuters, some 75% of Poles would like to see logging reduced. The new measures would reportedly affect some 1.5% of forest areas managed by Poland's state forests or Lasy Państwowe organization.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cloudy with very little chance of rain or snow and a light breeze coming from the northwest. Temperatures will be similar to yesterday, with a high of 2 degrees centigrade or 35 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to just below freezing overnight with a low of negative 1 degree centigrade or 30 degrees Fahrenheit. Slightly warmer weather is expected for tomorrow, with a chance for more snow later in the week. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.